century. Well, Coach, it was just one of those. First half was good. You had to love what you saw. You're down by one. Got it tied early in the third quarter, and then it was really Dawson Reuter who took over in that second half, and you guys really had a hard time hitting any field goals. And what did you see with your team here tonight?
Yeah, I thought the last minute and a half of the first half was kind of what we saw in the in the second half. And we have a three-point lead, and then we have a couple turnovers, and they go on a 4-0 run to close the half up by one. And then the second half was exactly what you said. It was Dawson Reuter saying, I'm going to post up over and over and over. And we just did a bad job of getting around him. I thought we were trying to gamble a little bit too much. And he's too big of a kid. I mean, you have to go a long way to gamble and get around that. So, I mean, you got to be better. Low post defense, we just sat behind, and that's not what we do. And then we had no post presence in the second half. I don't think Jackson made a basket in the second half, and we're not going to win many games if that's the story. So I thought everything that we did good in the first half kind of got, you know, washed away in the second. I thought they went on a little bit of a run, kind of stretched the lead out to 6 or 8, and then from that point on, I just saw us try to do too many things by ourselves. I saw a lot of guys settling and hanging out around the three-point line with not much movement or spacing. And so with that being said, I mean, if we're just going to do that, we're going to have to shoot the ball really, really well, and we didn't. So we just – they went on that run, and for whatever reason it is, we just kind of forgot what we were going to do. We didn't get into our actions very well, and it cost us pretty big in that second half.
Well, and – you did get some points late there from Alex Trango. He had a nice fourth quarter for you guys with 8 of his 11 points in that fourth quarter. And that you could definitely tell that was missing, driving the basket and attacking and getting to line if he could, if possible, in that second half.
Yeah, I mean, and again, the second half was a lot of standing still out around the perimeter. Mm-hmm. Our post guys were not running to the right spots and just kind of drifting, thinking we were going to get it all back in one possession. And that's not how you do that. You kind of chip away at it, and you play good defense. And, you know, I think the lack of offense caused our defense to suffer even more because we were, you know, we were putting ourselves in bad spots, long rebounds for them, and then they're out on the run, and you know, we score 15 in both halves right there, but you know, we end up giving up, you know, 33 in the second half. I mean, that's way too many points, and a lot of it was because of our poor shot selection.
If anything you could take away from what you guys need to do, I think is probably, you probably think about this and way Weimer posted or Reuter posted up, is trying to fight for that position underneath and try to beat that the offender there.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you just have to do all the time, and you got to really work, especially when you're going up against another big post player. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I mean, they were sending a double team at Jackson, sometimes three guys, and it was pretty physical down there for them. But we still have to have the presence. We still have to have him down there. And you know, another thing that I don't think we did a great job of is playing off our skip passes. You know, you got to read that backside defender a little bit better. And then that'll lead to better shots for us. But, yeah, I mean, they went on that run, and we just kind of collapsed offensively and defensively. It hurt both sides.
Well, it's one that I think you can learn a lot from here. Even though it was a tough loss, the shooting will come again next time, hopefully. And Friday night, it's back on the road at Ulysses, and it's a team that's going to be a scrappy team that, you know, it's given teams fits all year.
Yeah, I mean, they play loose offensively. They're going to let it fly. They are a team that can get hot. And defensively, they run a little, you know, mm-hmm. press, and they trap a little bit, and they sit back in a zone, and you know, they like to get out in passing lanes and try to, you know, shorten the possession for the other team. So, I mean, we've got to be crisp with ball movement. We can't turn the ball over. And for the most part, even tonight, you know, our turnovers were fine, especially in the first half. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, Ulysses is a team that, you know, if they get confident and they see a couple shots go in, I mean, they are dangerous. I mean, they've played a lot of teams really close, beat Holcomb. Had a couple games in their midseason tournament that they were up in and kind of gave it away. So we just got to, I mean, we have to execute a little better. And we just got to be more understanding of what we're looking for. And bodies can't stop moving like they did tonight. And, again, that was, you know, kind of on their run that they went on, and our guys thinking that they could get it all back right away. But, yeah, I mean, it's our guys need to show up with two great days of practice and preparation. And we got to get back after it. It doesn't get any easier, as we've said. We told our guys championship DNA is done all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't just show up some of the times and do things correctly. And so we've got to, you know, kind of take that mindset and move forward with it.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining me here post game. And Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and we'll see you here throughout the week here.
All right, thanks, Adam.